Live from Washington, Illinois, at the beautiful Five Points Theater, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulian on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Dr. Bob on drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this era of What Do You Know, it's music from David Hoffman, plus Catherine Spitznagel of Caterpillar, Illinois Poet Laureate Kevin Stein, and whiskey from JK Distillery. Support for What Do You Know comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who looked and looked and could not find Big Al's, it's Michael Feldman.
In honor of Shelley being on the show here, I got, you know, the random acts of kindness. It's my favorite column, of course. Did you do that, Shelley? You didn't do that column, did you? Random acts? There's really nothing to do there. They just send in their random acts of kindness to the Peoria paper, the Journal Star. No, that's not a good one. Yeah, that's it. It's pretty good. Help appears in a white Dodge Durango. On December 14th, I went out to shovel the sidewalk, and three young men in a white Dodge Durango pulled up and started helping me shovel snow around my truck and sidewalk. They were angels. Thank you, Russ and Martin.
That's sweet.
I like that one. How about this, though? On Black Friday, I was shopping at the shops at Grand Prairie. I brought several items at Bergner's. They were extremely heavy. When I got outside the store, the large bag broke. I was standing on the sidewalk outside the store trying to figure out what I was going to do. A very nice couple leaving the store picked up my purchases and took them to my car. Well, I thought they were saying they took them to their car, which would have been a robbery in that case, which was three-fourths of the way back across the parking lot. They placed them in my car, offered to pay them for their kindness, and they would not hear of it. They restored my faith in mankind. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Marcy Myers in Canton. It's really, I love this because it takes a little to restore your faith in mankind. You know, someone's got to carry your groceries, and it should happen to all of us, I think. So that's kind of nice. This one, okay. But you do get the feeling sometimes that people hope they will get in the paper by doing a random act of kindness. You know? Because some of them are really good going over the top in their random acts of kindness. I went in the bank to do my thing, only my mom-in-law, a lady, and I were the customers. The lady was at the teller getting the new $100 bills. I overheard this and went over to see them for the first time. The man was holding up and showing us the different things on it the others did not have. I was making jokes, and I said somehow someone had cut down my money tree, because our bank has that, and ran off with it. As I was walking away, I said, I'll never own one of those. Well, before we left, she called me, and she handed me the $100 bill and said to do what I thought was fit. I was floored, of course, trying to give it back. But she kept saying and pointing to the sky, thank him. When I got to the car, I was telling Mom what happened. I forgot to get her name. I would love to thank her again and tell her that I bought my kids some presents for Christmas. I was so thankful. I would like to take this time to really thank her in her kindness. I will pay it forward, as always. It can't be $100, but I could swing someone's meal or two. Thank you again, B.E. in Tremont. Those are sweet. That's what a newspaper should be doing, random acts of kindness, instead of all this other stuff that's out there.
Well, that's just a little something
from the paper. David Hoffman. Well, you're so lucky to have David Hoffman here. He is the not only the trumpet player, but he's also the composer and arranger of the Ray Charles Orchestra for many years. And flugelhorn. You also play a flugelhorn, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, do you get a lot of requests for flugelhorn gigs?
Not so much.
No. Flugelhornist wanted, you don't see that too often.
Well, it's a good instrument. It's kind of a double, usually. Ray, Charles liked the flugelhorn a lot, so I played a lot with him.
You know, when I was a kid, I saw Ray Charles, I was like 11 or 12 years old, and I sent for tickets because I heard he was coming, and I was in love with Crying Time Again, and all the songs that were out then. He had a little EP for songs.
Sure.
Country songs, mostly. Mm-hmm. And I went down to the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, and it never occurred to me that he was black or mm-hmm. anything else. So I was in there, and everyone in the crowd was black, and they were, which was cool. You know, I thought that was pretty cool. But they were all shouting at the stage during the show. Ray Charles was performing, and the Rayettes, or the Raylettes, right, whatever they call. and they were wailing, and they were yelling stuff at him, and I thought they didn't like him. I had no idea, you know, they were totally into it. And but that, it was a wonderful, I got to see the real Ray Charles, early one. You weren't around in that.
Around in that era.
That was late 60s.
Right, yeah.
When I was, you know, sort of 11 or 12 or something like that. Well, that's wonderful. Are you still doing the touring? You've been like everywhere, right?
Well, not as much lately. So, yeah, I'm doing more teaching and playing locally and occasionally go on a little tour.
But you have been everywhere.
I've been a lot of places.
Yeah. Europe, North, South America, Africa, Asia.
Yeah.
First trip to Russia that Ray made in 94.
Right.
Yeah. That was pretty exciting stuff, huh?
It was. It was. It was a place that I never thought I'd go, you know, because I was raised in the Cold War, and so one day I'm walking around Red Square, and I'm thinking, wow, what am I doing here?
And how did Ray Charles, how did he like it? How was his reception? How did
they love him everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going to knock us out here with some music. Who you got playing with you here? You want to introduce?
Well, we've got Dr. Bob on drums, who's
Dr.
been
Bob.
Playing all day with the trio. And Daryl Monteith on piano. And Jeff Hammond is going to be playing bass with us because my normal bass player is going to have a baby any minute.
Okay. And Jeff is not. So that's
No, and Jeff is not.
David Hoffman and the band, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. boy. Loved it. David Hoffman. That was wonderful. I love that sound.